to 8:15, we're there praying. Amen. We're praying for God's plan and God's purpose. You are in a land, this land that you are in, the country that you are in, right, the continent that you are in. I want to let you know that God has a plan for that continent, that country, that nation, that state. But he will need men to pray it out. Amen. Amen. If God shows up without men praying, God becomes illegal. Amen. So that means you and I, we are the logistics of God on the earth. Praise the Lord. That's why we're doing these things. And there are people that have gone ahead of us who have done this kind of thing. Jesus did not just appear. It was because a woman called Anna prayed for 70 years. Why? Why did they tell us? So you know that God does not just do. Amen. Even prophecy. The fact that the prophesy does not mean to come to pass. Men must give themselves to what? What? Church, men must give themselves to what? That's why God will let you know in the book of Luke, very intelligently put there. He said Anna and Simeon, they were there praying. Amen. Could Jesus have come earlier? Well, for the will of God to come to pass, men could have been praying. Is it needed that Anna should have prayed for 80 years alone? It was because there were not many people. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Like I say, I share with you, Acts chapter 12, you know, you see in verse 2, they killed the apostle of God and nothing happened. God didn't come down, nothing happened. Everybody was still doing hulubalu. Yeah, why? Because anything can happen on the earth. But the Bible says in verse 6 that the church decided to start to pray. They would have killed Peter. You wouldn't have read Peter, 1 Peter, 2 Peter. Amen. They would have killed him in prison. But the Bible says in verse 6 that prayer was made without ceasing by the church for Peter. So if you won't, God can't. Amen.
Amen.
And so that's why a lot of people get angry with me. People that preach the sovereignty of God. Is God biased? No, God is not biased. They killed Apostle James. Why? Men did not pray. Simple. Because God already write it in his word that for things to happen on the earth, you must get me, you must invite me by prayer, right? And so, they knew it. What jacked the church back was the death of James. Are you hearing me? What am I trying to say to you? Don't let bad things happen to us before we wake up. Amen. Amen. Because even David had prophesied, he said, this is what we are going to do. We are going to pray so that when the floods come, we already have what it is. We've already sorted it out. So don't be that reactive Christian. You can be strategic. Are you hearing me? Don't be reactive. You can be strategic. Give yourself to prayer. Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. You know, I said I was going to say this. I realized it already. You know, today is the 19th year of me preaching Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, and you might ask me, what is the reason for standing? A lot of it is prayer. Amen. Pray so you don't burn out. Pray so that something can happen to your emotions, really. Pray so you can deal with men. Pray so you can walk in God's will. Pray so you're not always backsliding and comsliding. Amen. Pray so you don't fall into temptation. Pray. Make it priority. Don't wait for things to happen. And I'm not boasting because, well, at least I'm saying it now. It's 19 years. 19. Amen. I only heard my pastor then say it. Pray. I saw it in the Bible. Pray. And I built a structure around it. If you interfere with my prayer life, you become my enemy. Do you understand? Even my wife can't. Why? The marriage is held by prayer. That I'm normal, that you think I'm normal. I'm not really normal. It's prayer. You need to understand all of it. Amen. Amen. Prayer will regulate your temperament. The Bible says Jesus took these guys, three of them. They went on to the Mount of Transfiguration to pray. And as they pray, their fashion was altered. Praise God.
Amen.
You know, many, many years ago, people used to think I'm a superman. I think I am. Yeah, it's my, you can say your own about your own. Amen. But I wanted them to know how it happens. Amen. That's why I now started telling the church, come, we are doing 4 hours of prayer. You know the way I write it on the group now. Some brethren will pray for 4 hours. It's not as if they inform me. I'm just telling you, at least I'm a brethren. My wife is a brethren. We are praying. Amen. Say 6 hours. Amen. 8 hours. Amen. In this same church, we'll still do 13. For 15. And it's human beings that will pray it.
Amen.
Amen. Why? See, why? I want you to understand that if you hear that a revival hits, don't say, that's God, oh. God just told 2025. No, God didn't choose it. Brother Toby did.
How did he choose it? Zepaho, Elago, Shena, Pela, Kege.
They say, okay, maybe tomorrow it comes again.
Va, u, eh, ah, shoot.
God's will is like a statement. It's like a new story. Except people pray. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I've seen it. I've seen this one, them prophesy to a group of us in a meeting. You are going to do this for Jesus. Everybody say, glory.
Glory.
Some people went to go and sleep. They went to go and sleep. Nothing happened. Many people have made prophets false prophets. Not because the prophet is a false prophet, but because people did not do what you do after they prophesy over you. Amen. Prophecy over you is an initiation to activity. Amen.
Amen.
They call you out. They say, this is what the Lord says. You know, I just said something to Brother Victory. And I said, go. I don't know if he took it literally. But, you know, amen. What is he meant to do after I have said this now? He will go and pray. Because in there, you get the strategy. In there, you actually make available the people. That's how it happens. Amen. You say, someone say, you know what? Is there something? God said that you are doing something. I'm supposed to be a part of it. Say, oh, what do you do? Oh, I'm a bass guitar. Yeah. That's how it happens. Praise God. Even this word of God that I was going to teach you, because I was going to start at 4 o'clock. This word of God I'll teach you. Do you know why I have to come back and teach again and teach again and teach again? And it seems that you're not getting it. After we hear the word of God and we hug each other, you just leave it. You don't pray. That's why. The word of God you pray over, you see. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I've told you the secret. Know the secret. Know it. Know peace. Is that not the way you say it? Know it and know peace. So that you don't say, I've been hearing this word, bro. You pray with it. Yeah. All right. We are on a teaching. A couple of my friends called me and said, what came over you on this? Your teaching title. It's my teaching title. Give it to me by the Holy Ghost. You like it? Good. You don't like it? It's not my personal problem. But any which way, we're going to have a wonderful time. Are you ready for the teaching?
Yes.
Let us pray. It's 4 o'clock. Father, we believe and receive wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you. We are edified and your name is glorified. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen. So we are on a teaching right now that is called the Champions League. All right. The Champions
League.
Hey, I want to hear you. The Champions
League.
Say, I'm a champion. Come on, I'm a champion. All right, you know, who is a champion? That's an easy one. A champion is one that has won something. Like, let's go into boxing or football because it's Champions League, right? Amen. You know, you don't just say that. You don't just appear in the Champions League. You know, you don't just say, you know, I feel like fighting Anthony Joshua. At this level now, to fight him, you must be a champion at a particular level. Meaning you have won something. So a champion is who? Someone that has won something. What is the word league? Amen. Because sometimes we need to qualify these things. People would think, is he here to talk about Messi and Ronaldo? I put it in the teaching. At some point, right? Well, what's the word league? The league is a group of people. League, a nation. Amen. So, who are we? We are in a league of champions. How is this so? 1 John 5, let's look at it. 1 John chapter 5.
Amen.
As you heard on Saturday last week, they went for evangelism. You are hearing. They put the announcement there. You to go. Amen. She went with her team in the morning. I went in the evening. Listen, one of the things you know in Grace Rains is when we give instructions, we to follow. Praise God. Don't think because I didn't post my own. I was there too in this area in the evening doing the word of God. Why? That is the way to go. Amen. Praise God. 1 John chapter 5. Amen. Are you in? Let's look at verse 1. Whosoever believes that Jesus is the Christ is? Say, I believe.
I believe.
that Jesus is the Christ. What does it mean, Christ? Who is, what's the word Christ? Savior, brilliant, Messiah. I believe that is the one. He says, whosoever believes is born. So how does a man get spiritually born? Is it by something that he does or by something that he believes? So before he can believe, he must hear a message. Amen. 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 So before a man can be born in our kingdom, he must hear. What must he hear? He must hear to a conclusion that Jesus is Messiah, Savior. Who then is Jesus? Would be a man that must have saved him from his sins. Somebody tells him. When somebody tells him, what does he do? He believes. When he believes, he becomes what? According to this verse 1, born of God. Come on, say, I'm born of God. Come on, say, I am born of God. And everyone that loved him that begat. So who begat us? That word is the old word for giving birth. And everyone that loved him that what? Begat. Loved him also that is begotten of. How many of us love Jesus? Now let me see your hand. Don't think I'm assuming. Amen. Praise God. Amen. How many people love Jesus? Right? So he's saying, if you love him that begat, who is Jesus, that means you love them that are born of Jesus. Because the people that are born of Jesus become your brothers. So the Bible is telling us that when you get born again, meaning you hear the message and you receive God's life, as you receive God's life, there is something also imputed into you. It's something called the love of God. That love of God gives you capacity and ability to love your brother. Amen. 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 So not only am I a champion in a league, I am that man who is also a lover. Say, I'm a lover. Come on, say, I'm a lover. I'm a radical lover. It is inborn. It's my nature. It's my makeup. It's my wiring. It's my default response. You know, let me tell you the way the mind works. Like Sister Timmy's mind is saying, you're a lover. Stop that. But do you know what you do? You quiet your mind with the truth. You don't quiet your, agree with your behavior. You agree with the truth. Because if you agree with the truth long enough, it will affect your mind and that will affect your behavior. Amen. Church, amen. Amen. That's what the Bible calls acknowledging of the truth. Amen. Acknowledging of the truth. Philemon 1:6 will say, the communication of your faith becomes effective, operational, when you acknowledge. That word there is epignosis. The word epignosis, E-P-I-G-N-O-S-I-S, E-P-I-G-N-O-S-I-S, it means accurate, precise knowledge that I've embraced. Amen. So, for example, how many people also have that accurate knowledge in the days that we are in? Everybody look at Sister Ayola. Can we all agree that she's a woman? Do we have accurate, precise knowledge that she's a woman? That's epignosis. I'm sure, not that we say, if someone is, if we, because I want you to understand epignosis, it's something you can put your life on. I know this thing. If we say, everybody look, it's Tayola, a woman, and someone at the back is saying, hey. You know, I always see Tayola. She used to, when people are carrying speaker, she's carrying it with them. You know, what that person doesn't have accurate, precise knowledge that leads to action. Are you hearing me? Church, are you hearing me? He says, the communication of your faith becomes effectual, operational, when you acknowledge, meaning you are so sure of every good thing, that's Philemon 1 verse 6, that is in you, in Christ. In you, in, is it just in you? The in you that you are because you are in Christ. So what are you to do with the truth that you are born a lover? You identify with that truth. You don't identify with your actions. You identify with your nature. Who are you? I am that man that has believed the gospel. Okay, who are you? I am born of God. Okay, who are you? The love of God lives here. Hallelujah. How many people agree so far? Mm-hmm. How many people agree so far? Amen. So you are a believer. You are born of God. You are a lover. Let's declare that together. I'm a believer. I am born of God. I am a lover. Look at verse 4. That's where I was going to. What makes you a champion? Scriptural. Whatsoever. You know, we started off with verse 1 that said you are born of God. Then verse 4 is now qualifying for us. It says, whatsoever or whosoever is born of God. So he's qualifying this man. He says, whosoever is born of God, what has happened to him? Come on, what has happened to him? Whosoever is born of God overcometh the world. Is he going to or has he? What made him overcome? Now, that overcome is the word. Why do I tell you the word in the Greek? It's not to brag or, you know, I think we traveled to Greece the other time. You know, I think of my kids and all. And because of the way I interact with Greek, people think I know all Greek. I don't know all Greek. Oh. I only know the one that faced the Bible. Praise God. But why do I share that with you? So you can know the root words. So you can know exactly what Paul was trying to say. He said, whatsoever is born of God has overcome the world. That word there is nikao. It means you have dominated. Okay, calm down. Whatsoever is born of God has overcome. It means you have won. It means you have beaten. So you know this Ngannou, sorry, we are friends, but you know this Joshua Ngannou fight. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's overcoming. I don't need to tell you who overcome who. That, you know, amen. Yeah, amen. That's domination. Just a blow, and he blows. Amen. They were interviewing my friend Ngannou. They said, "What happened?" He said, "He didn't see the blow." That's what always happens. If you saw it, you would have dodged. Amen. Praise God. That's overcoming. Whatsoever is born of God has won. He says, this is the victory. Say, I have victory. Remember, the Bible doesn't talk about your feelings. How many people have woken up on a good day and you just feel like you're a loser? Okay, it might help you. I'm going to ask again. How many people have woken up and you feel like, I'm talking about feelings, and you can, if you lie. Because everybody looking like me, loser. I wake up a champion. How many people have woken up and you feel, because we need to make these things relatable. You feel it might be because of a sickness, a situation at work, a situation in the family. You just feel helpless. Whatever the case is, on that day, you feel helpless or you feel like a victim. Yeah, and you see, you have to even psych believers to say the truth in church. Selah. Whatsoever is born of God has overcome the world. So now, the Bible doesn't look at what you are going through before you wrote it. Because the Bible is the fact. And the fact is the fact regardless of your experience. What you are to do is to remember the fact in the midst of your experience. Amen. Whatsoever is born of God has overcome the world. This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Let me make it relatable to you. So in the victory, in the overcoming, in the champion that you are, listen, it's not that you were the Joshua in the ring with us. See what we have done to Ngannou now. Made him look like he's the devil or defeated. You are not the Joshua in the ring. Somebody else was the victor. Somebody else actually fought. Somebody else actually punched. In his punching and the other one fell down, he got a belt. In getting the belt, you know what he did after he got the belt? Then he gave it to somebody. That person they gave the belt to, who now is the reigning champion? That's your story. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So that's why he says, what? So it doesn't matter. It's not about your fighting abilities yet. It is that you start off in this, our journey, a victor. You have overcome the world. This is the victory. Can we get a believing amen? Amen. This is the victory. Can we get a believing amen? Amen. Come on, this is the victory. Can we get a believing amen? Amen. Say, I have victory. Because I want, this is intro. I want to start here. We're on a journey for 4 weeks, hopefully, to see who we are. And that's what John is trying to tell us. Look at 1 John chapter 4. 1 John chapter 4. 1 John chapter 4. Amen.
Amen.
We would be reading verse 3. And every spirit that, are you there? Every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of principally, if you read verse 1 and verse 2, you see that he's talking about there are two types of spirit in the world. The spirit of Christ and the spirit of Antichrist. A lot of people get deceived and they are looking for a person of the Antichrist. But why don't you deal with the people carrying the spirit of Antichrist? Because the Bible already says the Antichrists are already in the world. Amen.
Amen.
Church, amen. Amen. Yeah. Just to make it better, there is nothing that the Antichrist will do that the Antichrists are not doing in pockets. Because it is the same spirit. Amen. Someone's waiting for, if you read Book of Revelation backward, you're waiting for someone that's going to come and start dishing out 666 and you're looking for Mark. Amen. You might miss it because there is nothing physical in this whole journey. Amen. How many people know you have a mark on your head now?
Yes.
If the Bible talks about you, say you have a mark on your head. It's in Ephesians 1 verse 13. It said you are sealed.
Yes.
The man does not believe has the mark of the beast. Because he has not believed. People are looking for mark. The mark that they've drawn. Amen. When a man does not believe the mark, the man that believes the mark, everybody has a mark. And what differentiates the mark that you have? Who you believe. John is saying the same thing in different ways. Okay. So he says there are two spirits in the world, Antichrist and Christ. Then he now tells you in verse 4. Amen.
Amen.
I don't think it's in this kind of place you should be. I want to say ask your neighbor, but I don't think it's in this kind of place you should be asking, which mark do you carry? That's a dangerous question. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Verse 4. Ye are of. Hey, yeah. Ye are of. I want to declare,
I am of God.
Come on, I am of God.
He
says, ye are of God. Little children. Oh my God. Little children. The word there is technon. Right? You know what technon is? Isaac's age. That's technon. Okay, Isaac is a boy in our local church, for those watching us worldwide, that is 4 years old. 5 years old. Amen. 5 years old. Amen.
Amen.
That's a technon. Then we have another child in our church called Carissa. That one is how many years old? Oh, help me, please. 2 years old. That one is the Greek word nepios. Just came out. Doesn't know much. Amen. 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 Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I want you to get it. So if, let's put it that way, if Isaac, the 5-year-old guy, hears Brother Toby preaching the message at Leicester Square when he followed his mom for excursion to see something. And as Brother Toby is preaching, he just tells mommy, I want to hear what this guy is saying. And then he hears what that guy is saying. And Brother Toby asks Isaac, technon, do you believe? And then Isaac says, oh, I believe that Jesus is the Messiah. This is the guy that they are writing to. He says, I tell you, you are of God, you little children. And what has happened to you? Yeah. And what has happened to you? Has overcome the world. What he says, I've overcome them. Let us read in context. Who was he talking about in verse 3? The spirit of Antichrist, which is the spirit of evil, demons, darkness. Are we all together?
Isaac, 5-year-old guy, believes a message, and he's above all demoniacal spirits that ever will. What a gospel. What a message. Ye are of God, you little children, and have overcome them. Why? Is there? I want you to see it there. What are we talking about? I said, I'm telling you that after 4 weeks, you will start getting angry when people are sick around you. Amen. You'll be getting angry. You know, a guy sent a message. Hello, Pastor, I hear that, you know, when you minister to people, they are healed. I said, how I say it? I said it in my language. How many years? Many years is us. He said, is this diabetes issue? Is this blood sugar issue? I said, what's the issue? He said, this is it. He sent a screenshot of the result, blah, blah, blah. None of those kind of things. I said, in the name of Jesus, it's gone. You know, he came back. I like believers like that. He came back and said, Pastor, I didn't go. I said, it's not about you. It's an insult on us. Go and check again. You know, there's a way you talk when you are confident. I said, go and check. Hey, me. I will talk to. He said, okay, I'll come back, sir. He came back a few days ago. He said, Pastor, I told them to check it 3 times. I checked it. I'm normal. I didn't pray again, no. If you think I'm joking, I can tell my wife to send my inbox where the message happened. Everybody should look and say, wow. I didn't pray again. I said, God, I said you should be okay. You're not okay. Do you know what we're talking about? I'm talking about a resurrection. You are saying it. No. I would rather that the machine is wrong than I'm wrong. It's believer's authority. He said, this man must be deep. I'm not talking about my office. I'm talking about, did you hear it's Champions League? It's not Pastor's League. It's not Prophetic League. Believer's League. Ye little children. It's not like, and greater. Someone say greater. Greater is he. I'm just highlighting Bible to you. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Come on. Than he that is in the world. He says greater. Meaning, I need to understand the word megas. That's where people get the word mega church. So it's saying in comparison to what is in you, we are looking at maybe a 200-seater auditorium. Compared to that seat over there, that small seat or that area. That is the comparison between your authority and the devil. Amen. He says, I want you to understand this thing. Because this is an intro. Greater is he. Why? That is in you. Why? You are born of God. Say, I am not normal. Either normal or normal is the same thing. It is resurrection. Are you getting what I'm saying? Please, my brothers, don't be ashamed of your accent. It just shows that you're human being from a place. Amen. So that you don't imagine me wanting to use accent to fool my wife. Hello, darling. Just shut up. You don't have for me, Keja. Amen. Just say, hello, darling. This one has problem, but we love him with his problem. Amen. How many people know that demons, they don't hear accent. They hear power and revelation. Saying, you know what? Have you heard of the sons of Sceva? They beat. If the son of Sceva was going to say, hold on. I tell you in the name of Jesus. Out. Hey. The Bible said they beat them to the point that everybody in the local area was afraid. But you are coming with power. It's power. You brag on this power. No, you brag on it. You brag on it. I always say it purposely to understand, to get you intoxicated. My wife went to the post office and the person in front was not moving. The person in front was not, what's going on here? It was with somebody else. So she said, why is it not? They are saying, next, it's not next thing. What's going on? The guy said, he's deaf. Not a problem. It's our territory. And I was teaching on this same teaching I'm teaching now. Believer's authority. Amen? Because sometimes people like story. So, not a problem. After posting, she said, please, can I see you? I said, what's the problem? I have authority over this thing. I can make you hear. Then she now told the person that, before she may say, he said, take camera and video this. and lays hands and says, deafness be gone. You know, it takes authority. It's not accent. This is not the, it is authority. Ye are of God. Ye are of God. You need, and you have overcome them for greater. Mega. It's greater. You know, we must be convinced. So, say, let me write it down. Truth alone. Knowledge does not change your life. It is the application of truth that does. You need to understand it. See, that you heard it, you are feeling good now. It will not change your life. The application, what changes your life is where you come and say, I am of God. Greater is he that is in me. You know, when I first got married, I wanted to show my wife that, see, this is not just us preaching on the altar. She was pregnant. And she said the baby is doing anyhow. And I work a lot in the day. So that I can sleep at night. Amen. No, it's my own story. I don't know about yours. You might work at night. But me. And you know my own window is small. Before long, it's already 5 o'clock or 4 o'clock. We have to start up to pray. I said, I'm tired now. And I'm about to yawn. And when I yawn, tears come out. Set your stomach. She said, what do you mean? Auntie, bring your stomach. I want to show you something. Tears will drop on your stomach now, and the baby will silence. Say, is that one day? I said, it's authority. And, bam! What happened? Ye are of God. Someone said, Father, why do you remember? I said, do you know what makes me remember all the time? I said to them then that I wear a Superman belt everywhere I go. Say, why do you wear a Superman belt? I said, it's not fashion for me. It's remembrance. Because Moses said, take the law, take the truth, put it upon your front. You know me, because of our size, I don't know about you, but my size is, I'm between 31 and 30. Sometimes if I fast too much, 29. So every tailor is looking for my size. So I must always wear a belt. So I know there must be something I always use. I don't really like wristwatches, a belt. So I got a Superman belt because I know if I'm going out of the house, there must be a belt. So anytime, before I do anything, I'm looking at it. A consciousness, someone says, but sir, did you wear belt to bed? It's not your business. My point is, amen. My point is a consciousness. I put it in a place where I will always remember that I am not normal. Why? The world and the way it does. Have you ever gotten a diagnosis that makes you think that you're ordinary? Okay, what do we do about this? Ye are of God. Ye little children. Greater is it that I remember. Why am I sharing stories before we enter believer's authority? So you understand that this one that we're talking about is your realm. You get angry when you don't see results. We don't know what God would be. You remove jacket with it. Amen. So why am I teaching like this? I want you to know that the authority is yours. Don't say in a day, in a time to come. In heaven, you think heaven, there is principality and power. It has to be here. After here, done. Amen. You think someone will just come, that will be flying. Jesus will not say, see me, can you quickly go and take care of that principality and power? He has taken the light. No. No. It's here. It's here. Because you must understand authority. Why the authority? So you can emphasize the authority. Amen. They called me to go and minister to someone that was dead. The lady said, we are not bearing till that guy comes. There is something this guy just believes. I took my guys. I said, we are going to go and I would minister to somebody. They are used to it. They said, okay. They were in the car, and I always give people free course in my car. They were just blasting, yo. I just looked at them, and I wanted to change their temperament. I said, we are going to minister to someone that has died, though. Believers, you know what they did? Someone just reduced the volume. Say power. Say power. They reduced the volume. I just was looking at it as I was driving because it was a 3-hour drive. I was looking at everybody. Shaka. I look back, right? I said, yeah, it's not your prayer that will change it, but comport yourself. You said, like, it now became like bullet. Pah! I said, bro. Bro, don't bust my tire, oh. Hey, rapetopa. But that's not where I'm going, actually. We got there. I ministered to the person. The person didn't wake up. Guess what I was? I was angry. I said, how dare? I knew why later, but I was like, how dare? How can the man that God lives in stand in front of death and death does not give way an insult? While we're going back, I was talking to the Lord. What was going on? I'll let you know. Somebody just came to the office and said, I have fibroid. He said, the bench just fell down, stood up. The bench was the dog, said, I'm healed. I said, I'm not in the mood. I'm not. See, this. Why? His authority. I can't give her name. I said, it's a staff only. She came in. I said, out now. I mean, now. This is boom, on the floor. And then they said the fibroid was affecting the baby. Next month, the other one was coming to come and visit. I said, it's done. You'll be pregnant. Now we've got a baby Grace. The 12 or 10 years old now. Someone say power.
Power.
I am stirring you up to understand this little verse that I just quoted. Ye are of God. You know, you can hear this man and say, that, you can even call, tell someone, do you enjoy that service? It was powerful, powerful. And you can forget about it. Amen.
Amen.
What backs our power? You know, when we are talking authority, what backs authority is important. Amen.
Amen.
Church, amen.
Amen.
Let me give you an example of what it means by what backs authority. Imagine me, all I have in my bank account, pay attention, is £100. Someone said, but I don't talk like that, I don't confess wrongly. I'm giving an example. Amen. And you don't even know if it is true. Amen.
Amen.
I have £100 in my account. Then imagine me writing a check for Miss B of £15,000. Listen carefully. When she goes and presents it, will it clear? Don't talk faith. Just talk what I said. Because we're in church. We have to be careful. Bro, they will pursue you. They say, £100 or £15,000. Even if it's 101 and I wrote 100, I don't have the power to give such authority. Are you hearing? That's what authority is. Amen.
Amen.
But think about it. If I had 10 billion and I actually wrote a check of £10 billion, because nowadays we have to be careful. 10 billion CDs or 10 billion something. It might just mean £10 here. You understand what I'm saying? So let's be careful. If I have £10 billion and I write a check for £150,000, will it clear? So that means I have power to initiate that authority for someone to use that authority. Do you get it? Do you get it? So we need to understand what backs the authority of the believer. But before we actually look at what backs the authority of the believer, we need to look at some things that power can do. Let's look at Luke chapter 10. Remember, let me tell you first what backs the authority of the believer, and then I'll explain. In case you are writing notes, what backs the authority of the believer? Write it there. The resurrection. Write it there. The
resurrection.
But let us see. Let us see Luke chapter 10. What happens in Luke chapter 10? Because I need to relate this to you. Verse 1. After these things, the Lord appointed others 70 also. How many other?
70.
Now, Luke chapter 9. Then he called his 12 disciples and he gave them power and authority over all and to cure. Listen, so does chapter 10 make sense to you that after he gave it to 12, he said, these 12 might not, you know, spread around. Then he does what? He calls another 70. So what did he give? The 10. Look at it there. It says, and gave them power. I am talking about authority. So right here, this is what we call delegated authority. So who has the power? Jesus. What does he do? He gives it to his disciples and says they should go.
Amen. So what can this power, I even mean authority, what can it do? I'm not limiting this particular teaching to healing the sick. Because when we get into week two or week three, when we talk about standing your ground and exercising authority, you realize that this is not just about healing the sick. Let me tell you something. There was one of the people that I read after, Alexander Dowie. This man was a missionary. We read about him that in those days, because I want you to be very alert about who you are. In those days, when he's on the ship, going actually for a missionary trip, and then the sailor starts to shout, oh, we're getting to that particular area, it's turbulent. Dowie will come outside and say, sea, stop now. And everybody witnessed that the whole sea will stop raging. Why? Who said? A believer. See, there are realms of power that are yours that you actually need to be awoken to. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And that's why we're trying to switch on the supernatural part of you. You are not now. That's why I started off with, ye are of God. What can this do? Look at Luke 9. He gave them power and authority over how many? Church, how many? How many? All devils. And to cure diseases. He gave them power over all devils. So when it comes to a demon inflicting a body, what is needed as at this level? Because we have not gotten to us. We are still talking about disciples. Because this point, I'm able to know that Jesus Christ has not died yet at this point. Uh-huh. And I told you that the point is the resurrection is what backs your own power. Right? So what he did was that Jesus is the one with power. Right, so he what does he do? He delegates his authority, because in delegation, he can't be everywhere. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Let me give an example of delegated authority. Your policeman. I people know that it is the queen that is outside. The queen is the one that is actually outside. That's why when you hear you go to the side. If they say get down, why is it wrong to actually insult and harass a policeman? You know, people don't know. They just say it's not. If you slap the policeman, who did you slap? The king. They say it's not king. It's the king. You slap the king, you pay for it. That's why it's a serious issue. It's not body I slapped. Inspector body. No, it's not inspector body you slapped. You slap the king. So they must make you know. Why? Body is a working on delegated authority. Amen. So the queen is the one that wants, the king is the one that wants to stay on the road. The king looks at it and says, I'm too busy to be monitoring Ayola's recklessness. What I will now do is I'm going to hire some guys who would actually be monitoring Ayola. And it's not going to a point that people say, you know what, Ayola's case is now an issue. Even human beings cannot capture her anymore. Let's do camera. It's a serious issue. Amen. I'm not looking at her. Amen. So what is the issue here? The queen doesn't have Ayola's time. But Ayola needs to pay. Ayola needs to know that somebody governs this kingdom. So she takes, say, this is my power. I give it to you. Ensure that Ayola complies. So the policeman is everywhere. So when you see any police car drive, just say, who are they looking for? No. Ayola. Hey! Amen. Do you get the point? The point is, those guys, do they have authority? Can they search your car? Can they give you a bill for speeding? Why can't they do that? Because the government, the king, because we are in a kingdom, in other countries, a president, gives them what? Authority. You do not argue with the authority because you understand the authority. My point is, as at this level, I'm not going to you. As at this level, Jesus gave the disciples authority and the devil recognized the authority. So when they spoke, who was speaking? You get it. You get authority. At no point in time, a man in delegated authority is operating that is operating of his own self. That is why the burden of performance should not be on you. They said the person is blind. You are not saying her. No, it should not be her. Because the power in you should open blind eyes. Yeah. Because apparently you are not an optician. Neither have you changed eyes before. We are not expecting much from you. But to use your delegated authority. That's it. Are you getting the point? So Jesus gives these guys and tells them specifically. This
power, I'm talking of authority that I'm giving you, it will deal with all devils. How many? How many? Look at verse 2. He sent them out to preach. To tell the people the kingdom of God is at hand, and to heal. And to heal the sick. Please listen carefully. Was Jesus there when they were going out? What, you know, he sent them. You know, if you come to my house, since we're using Ayola today, Ayola comes to my house and I say, Ayola, please, can you help us go and buy Rabina? And she goes to buy Rabina. Am I there when she's buying the Rabina? But the money I gave her, she will use it to buy the Rabina. Amen. So when Jesus sent these people out, was he there? He couldn't have been there. So he now tells them, he sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to do what? Heal the sick. Who will have been healing the sick? Jesus or the people using Jesus' authority? Because physical Jesus was not there. So when the authority is working, it is like Jesus is working. Though Jesus is not there, Jesus is working. So when these guys, for example, say to something, stop now. Does it stop? Why does it stop? It stops because the guy is using the authority Jesus gave him. What if Jesus had told this guy, I have given you authority over all devils. What if the guy says out and the devil does not go? Or so it seems. Does he fight and struggle there? Let me say it again. Jesus gave this guy, me, authority to cast out devils. I ask him, how do I do it? He says, just say in my name, meaning in my authority, it's, and they'll go out. I go in front of somebody and I say, out in the name of Jesus. Just what was told me. I bind your operations in the name of Jesus, out. Is that what they told me to do? Huh? Is that what they told me to do?
Yes.
Have I done it?
Yes.
Will the result be sure? If you are looking at the result, this is where I'm getting to. If you are looking at the result to be sure that it's done, you don't understand authority. Do you know that when the police is behind you and the police tells you to stop and you don't stop immediately, the police believes they are looking for a proper place to park, not that you are not going to
stop.
Are you getting it? So, listen, you must come to the show understanding that I'm a man of authority. Out. You can continue. Out. You can continue. Like, that's it. Out. It's not, no, no. Leave drama. Leave drama for Nollywood, Bollywood, Gollywood. There are many people there. Well, when is the believer? You can say out. That's what they told you. Out in the name of Jesus. You know, it is that thinking you have to dramatize. That now is. Do you know why it happens only after you dramatize? Because you believe so. Jesus said, cast out devils in my name. Amen. A lady came into my office with HIV/AIDS. Say HIV/AIDS. Say full-blown. Meaning that it's full. Amen. I was reading the Bible. She came in. Say, Pastor, somebody wants to see you. I said, yeah. I was going to raise up my head and I said, what the issue is. She said, it was HIV/AIDS. And I knew by the Holy Ghost that if I made it look like a big deal, we'll be here. Not because the power was not there, but because of how the person saw HIV/AIDS. Because as at that time, she had seen HIV/AIDS as a death sentence. Amen?
Amen.
But it's no different from headache. Amen?
Amen.
You know it's power that flows. You know it's power that flows. You know what stopped me being afraid of any disease? The Lord told me that, do you know that in the 1900s, missionaries died. People died of malaria in Africa. In those days, if you get malaria, everybody says au revoir. In French, that means so long, my friend. You are gone. Rest in peace. Why? There was no cure for malaria. So the people had a high fear for malaria. So the supernatural could not flow, not because God's power cannot flow. The supernatural did not flow because people had a lot of fear for the disease.
Let me give you a code to healing. The disease you fear, you will not be able to deal with. So the Lord now told me, did you notice that the moment they got the cure for malaria, even believers were healing people of malaria? I said, yes, why? The fear is not there. Do you know why? Do you know why? Sister Simi just say, you have malaria. It's not a problem. I lay hands on you, you'll be well. Because she knows in her mind that, oh, if I lay hands on you, I am well, you take the vaccine. Amen? Amen? Yes. So are you getting the secret to the supernatural? It is how you esteem something that makes it look like a big deal. And you know, people say, oh, this thing, I've had it for 32 years. It's not that God's power does not flow. It's now someone has a mindset about how big a problem is because they've esteemed it in their mind because of experience. So, and that was the case, HIV/AIDS. Then you know what I just said? It just came out of my mouth. I said, oh, I even thought it was something serious. You know, when I looked up, the woman was like this. Ha. Why? What she carried as a big deal, as the end of her whole life, she has HIV. I said, I won't tell you, it was something serious. And I said, see, I said to her, my words, in 30 seconds, you are free from it now. I said, if you're not free from it, I'm not a pastor. While she was still thinking about it, she fell out on the power of the Holy Ghost. She fell on my PA. They fell down together because the man was quite big. Amen. So when they stood up, one of the signs of the HIV/AIDS was that she used to itch. The itching stopped immediately. You know, I could have said, madam. And as at that time, I was 27. I just married. You know, I could have said, ah, madam. They just posted me to this your city. It's not more than 6 months now. Why didn't you go to the hospital? You came to me to do what with your HIV/AIDS? Have I healed it before that you had? What did you even say it is again? You said HIV. Did I not call my wife? There's a two. Hello? Only if I don't come back, I love you. You know, I could have done anything. But do you know what made the power of God flow? Not because there was a super anointing on that day. Because we disesteemed it. Don't esteem issues. Don't esteem them. Esteem God's power. Amen. Esteem the power. Ye are of God. Little children. And she stood up, went to do tests, came back. Free. Yeah. I'm talking of full blown. You know, full blown is full blown. Meaning that this one, Amen.
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 Yes. Who is that person? The believer. But we have not gotten to you yet. And we have to round up soon. I'm just so that you can come next week. You see why? Imagine we had a seminar. One full day hearing about believer authority. I lie not. You enter the street, people will be falling down. Yep. Do you know what teaching does to you? Some people now, we have not even finished. You're already feeling like, pastor, say, blessed be God, let's be going. There are some people I want to, if you're not feeling like that now, by now, you know, we'll teach more. We'll teach more. But normally you should be feeling like, this man is not talking about himself. He's telling me what I carry. And he's even saying that he has not gotten to me yet. But the people he's talking about. Hey, you are saying, you are saying cancer. Yay! Hey, so things can just be raving in my family. I just look up and say, silence now. Are you hearing what I'm talking about? They say someone is missing. Someone called me yesterday and said someone is missing. I said, in 4 days, they will find him. Say, what happened? Authority. Meaning, as I've declared it now, Jesus declared it. Everybody, you know what's going to happen? You know what's going to happen? The person that carried the person will look at the person and say, what are we doing with you here? Let's be going, Joe. And we'll go and return him back to where he took him from. Because somebody in authority has spoken. He said, pastor, I like this, your pastoral office. When are you opening form for pastors? It's not pastoral. It's believer. Who is it? The believer. So you boast on the authority that you have and you use the authority. We have not gotten to you yet. Look at it. Look at Luke 9, verse 6. I am not talking about you yet. I'm talking about people called disciples who were operating delegated authority before Jesus came. Somebody said, Pastor Dio, why don't I see this normally? Because it is truth acted upon that makes a difference. So, what is coming on you by this teaching is an anointing. Let's put it that way for the Pentecostals. What is that? For those that receive it, the revelation of God's word talking about who you are that you act upon. That's it. Amen.
Amen.
Church, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Look at verse 6. And they departed and went through the towns. These are not born again. I mean, these are not people that the Holy Ghost is living inside. They went, they departed through the towns and preaching the gospel. And what were they doing? Healing everywhere. Healing where?
Everywhere.
Everywhere. Let's go to Luke 10. So the same thing happened to 70. You see it in verse 1. He sent 70 out. Let's hear the testimony of the 70 in verse 17. And we have not gotten to you yet. We have not. Say this month, I will use my authority. Starting from this month, I will use my authority. Let me amaze you with one story by Kenneth Hagin. Kenneth Hagin said one time Jesus appeared to him and was telling him about what we call demonology and the things of the spirit. And while they were talking, someone said
Jesus.
Talking to his son, Kenneth Hagin. While they were talking, a demon looking like a raff was just going up and down, saying, yakidiya, yakidiya, yakidiya. And Jesus was talking to Kenneth Hagin, giving him important information. And Kenneth Hagin could not hear. Kenneth Hagin was expecting Jesus to do something. And Jesus didn't do anything. Jesus kept speaking. Kenneth Hagin got frustrated and said, in the name of Jesus Christ, I bind your operations. The yakity yak fell down and ran away. Then Kenneth Hagin asked Jesus, you knew that this demon was affecting our communication. Why did you not do anything about it? Do you know what Jesus said? Jesus said, if you didn't, I can't. Why? Because I have given you my authority. You are the body of Christ. Did you hear that statement? Some of us here are waiting for God to do it. In fact, we have labeled some things, but get me carefully. We have labeled something as God's time. We were in a meeting. A man came with an oxygen tank because he could not breathe. And I said in the meeting now that we are going to get this man healed in the name of Jesus Christ. And he also had diabetes. He had a proper problem. I said, we're going to heal everything in the name of Jesus. So we did. When I was having siesta with the staff, they said, Jesus moved mightily today. Finally, Jesus. I said, no, it's not Jesus that decided the day. Do you know that if we have said, sir, we love your tank. Where is it from? Is it from NHS or RHS? Wow. This your tank is generation 20. It's puffing you oxygen. Wow. Can I have some? God bless you. And we leave. Will the man still have his tank?
Yes.
He will. But because we decided to do something about it, that man is breathing freely today. Amen. A Polish lady came into our meeting. This Polish lady was in love with our drummer. And so she came. It's not a problem. But you know the problem? This lady wanted to marry our drummer. But she doesn't like peppery food because she has a hole in her heart. And because she has a hole in her heart, she cannot do peppery food. For an African man, that's a problem. I said, And you know what? They've given up on it. And she came out. I was teaching believers authority, this same one. You know, sometimes you can say, this Pastor Dio, he has story, but no story has happened in front of me. Bring people that are sick. He has story for this. Bring them.
And so, I said, I have been talking about believers' authority. It will look like I have the power. Which I told her, what is the sickness that you have in your body? She said, I have a hole in my heart. I'll never forget that service. I said, who here is a believer? Kofu raised up her hand. I said, Kofu, come. Kofu, do you want to give somebody a brand new heart in the name? She thought I was even joking. I said, Kofu, come. And she came. And I said, Kofu, give her a brand new heart. You know, before, when we are teaching, you know what this people say? Yes! We have authority. Yeah! Author. Hey! Born of God. Fill of the Spirit. Okay, now, that was in the beginning of the service. We are now about to come. Authority, come. And you know, visibly in the service, we could see Kofu's hand shaking. But you know what Kofu did? Kofu ensured that her hand landed on the heart. It doesn't matter. Listen, bro, it doesn't matter if you think that maybe the demon will beat you after. Bro, you have authority. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Kofu's hand was shaking, but Kofu's hand landed. And when Kofu's hand landed, my eyes were open. I saw an angel put a brand new heart in there. And then I said, you've got a brand new heart. Even Kofu said, like you know when you lay your hands? I said, you've got a brand new heart. Kofu said, who, like... I said, yeah, you know what you're going to do for us now? Because we don't give this testimony without evidence. I want you to go to the NHS, do a scan, and let's see the in life service. Brand new heart. She came back 2 weeks after the scan. Brand new heart. They did not even know how it could have been possible that. So we had one scan, hole in the heart. Another scan, brand new heart. How did it happen? I wanted to show believers' authority, not Dio's authority. Believers' authority. And we have not gotten to you yet. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So I mean it to us. This, I love these examples. When we see live example, bring them. Bring them. Bring them. Bring them. You know, when I was teaching like this in a meeting, and I said, we are having this healing school. For the next 1 year, we will be healing the sick. You know, in the first time, they're like, First service, only few sick people came. And they were all healed. You know what happened in next service? Sick crowd everywhere with different ailments. I rebuked the church. I said, so all this my preaching, you thought it's comedy. You thought it's comedy. Until somebody's hand entered. Until somebody came out of the witch here. That's when you now think it's true. Don't be like that. Bring them. No. We like those kind of things. Maybe you need to pray for my wife. Like in those days, I just got married. And you just hear a young boy shouting, bring them! I'm sure she'll be thinking, hey God. But no. The testimony is that we are in the city. When we're in the city of Glasgow, we had 100% healing. You know, let me tell you, sometimes people will not be well. I will say, I sit down there. Sometimes I get back home 7. I said, if we don't do this thing by the Spirit, we do it mechanically. Meaning that we know this power is there. Whatever is blocking it, we'll do healing school. Everybody is healed. We don't say, it's not that go home. No. If you are here, there's still a pain in your body, stay back. So some people will go, we'll have like 4 or 5. That they are not, what could it be? Oh, I'm healed. Go. Oh, I'm healed. Go. That's how you do it. Why? The power is there. Why do we stay back? Because we know. What am I telling you? Be a bulldog with the operation of God in your life. Don't be quick to just say, even Jesus laid hands on somebody. He laid hands on somebody now. And he asked the person, can you see? The person said, I see men like trees. Hopefully. That's not normal sight. Imagine a whole brat Toby, you are seeing him like Iroko. Amen. That's a problem. You see men like trees. So no. Jesus. Lay hands again. So don't be quick to just say, Victoria is not telling me, Toby, is this thing correct? They say, okay, it's correct. They not lay hands. I say, it's not well. I knew. No. You lay hands, it doesn't happen. You say, build.
I'll say it again. Whatever you disesteem, you see God's power flow. When you esteem it, you are the one struggling, not because God's power does not flow, but because you esteemed it.
Yeah.
Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We have not gotten to you, and we have to close. Look at verse 17. Are you enjoying it so far?
Yeah.
Does it make sense so far? And the 70 returned again with joy. Why did he put with joy? Luke is very intelligent. Because when Jesus was saying it, he said it casually. You know, if I want to make you believe you have power now, I'll just do like. Oh! Hey! Miss Bitek. Because I have to ask this one where because we are going. I want to make you believe that something came on me to give you something. Sulaboshti. Ah! Yes, Father. Oh, it's plenty. Ah! And I just say, Ayala! You'll be like, sir! Whatever I want to give you, you are open to receive. That's why a lot of people dramatize. So that by the time you hear someone just say, you have power, you'll be like, there ain't nothing happen. That is the reason why they came back with joy. Because if they had known it would happen, they'd be like, Lord, you said we're going to heal the sick. We went, we healed the sick. They came back with joy, like, whoa! You know, like, oh, Jesus. Now I feel the way you feel when you just say, blind eyes open. I did my own too. Why? Because they did not think. Because it just gave them power. How did he give them power? No ceremony. He didn't say, Peter. No. Sometimes the Spirit moves me like that and I just say, take it. All of that is okay. But I'm talking about your receiving. Because he simply said, I give you power. You blindly. When did he give them power? In the saying. When did he give them power? He gave them power by saying, I give you power. So because he said, I give you power, that's why in our kingdom, words are powerful. Amen?
Amen.
Church, amen?
Amen.
I always tell people, I love when people are sleeping on the Holy Ghost. But you know, sometimes people are sleeping on the Holy Ghost, they stand up again, the problem is still there. I'm not here so that it's not for drama. You can be slain. I love it. We do it a lot. Especially when myself and Mesby, we are going on missionary trips. I think Mesby likes that. You know, with her lipstick. You know, everybody just think maybe she's the pastor's co. You know, it's going to be that you just go for a meeting. I'm here with my wife, my rock. Everybody, no, this one is with the Holy Ghost. So I think she knows. So when we go for those meetings and they invite us, and I'll just be like, Miss B, I've been preaching. Do you want to just lead with healing the sick? With lipstick? With high heels? She'll say, take. Everybody, hey! I said, yes, it's with the Holy Ghost. Because every believer has this thing. They may not use it, but it's there. So see, let's conclude here. He says, and the 70 again returned with joy, saying, Lord, even, I don't even know why they were saying even. What else? He said, even the devils are what?
Subject
unto us through thy, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. Even the devils are subject to us through thy name. Submission. What do devils want to do? They want to oppress saints. Then the believer says, no, you will not. You would leave. Submission is that the devil obeys. Let me help you understand authority. You see authority with the centurion. I remember the story of the centurion. Say the power of words. See, authority is first in words. Have you seen, has the police ever stopped you before? As I conclude, I give you one more story. The police have stopped me before. They stopped me in the city of Glasgow. Hey, why? It was because snow fell. And there was a heap of snow on my roof. And I was driving. And so, when they said, woo, woo, and they said, stop. Did I stop?
Yeah.
Yeah. With all my anointing. Yeah, I stopped. In fact, it was my wife that bailed me out that day. Because, have you heard the Glaswegian speak? I just got to the city. The just, wah, 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 wah. I said, huh? He said, hey, no, bro, in my mind, I said, hey, how? I said, see, I don't hear you, but you can hear me. My name is Adidel Babola. I'm a missionary pastor to this particular area. What did I do? It was my husband announced and I said, sorry, he doesn't hear what you are saying. please, what's the problem? They now said, she now said, they said there is snow on your roof. I said, ah, you have said that. I came now. I said, sorry. I removed all the snow and we went on. Amen. My point is, did I stop?
Yes.
I stopped because I recognized the authority. The centurion said, I am a man of authority. I say to one, go, and they go. Amen.
Amen.
I say to another, come, and they come. It's authority. He says, you don't need to come to my house. Speak the word only, and my servant will be healed. Someone say authority. Somebody say authority. Look at it again. Look at verse 18. And he said unto them, look at it, look at verse 18. I beheld who?
Satan.
There's a simile now. As lightning fall from heaven. Amen. Did Jesus, is that physical or is that literal? Was there Satan falling from heaven like lightning anywhere there?
No.
This was Jesus saying, oh, yes, I recognize and I experienced and I saw the defeat of the devil when you used my name. Amen. When you use his name, does the devil fall like lightning? You know why I say fall like lightning? From up, down. Yeah, that's what. So he was using something that he can relate to. See, let us conclude. Look at verse 19. Behold, and we are not talking to you yet. I give unto you. You know, if you are using KJV to say power, in NKJV to use the original word exousia, which is authority. I give unto you to do what? Tread upon. And scorpion. How many people know that serpents and scorpions is a symbolic word for the works of darkness? Yeah. We're all aware. Yeah. You know, serpent and scorpion, the same serpent in Genesis. Amen. And the same dragon in Revelation. Are we together?
Yeah.
I don't know why the Bible loves using animals. Right? But it does. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Serpent and scorpions, and over all of how many? All the power of the. So the word power there is not ousia, which is authority. The word power there is the word dunamis. So dunamis is power that is inherent in something. So do demons have power? Yes, by makeup they have. But we have, but these people have authority over their own demoniacal powers. It must mean the person that gave the disciples authority is higher than demoniacal power. Does it make sense?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I give you authority to tread upon all serpents and scorpions and all the power of the and nothing shall by any means, brother, nothing shall by any means, brother, nothing shall. What are you doing? You are using the name. What is the guarantee? Nothing shall by. When I was ministering to the sick somewhere. And then they say, wait, before you minister, you see, let's take all the children out. Let's take the children to the back. Because the way you are just saying out, and people are saying they are set free. They should not go out it here. It went to another child. I say, no, don't do that. No, it's because people have preached wrongly to you. When we say out, it doesn't have the permission to be around anybody. He enter body, he enter Stephen in the same meeting. What's going on? Say authority. You know, if I said, it's true, take the baby out. You know that we will not start seeing those experiences. Because we have believed it. That's how spiritual things work. Amen.
Amen.
I give unto you power to tread upon. Someone say all. Now, these are people pre-resurrection. I just want you to think. What do you think will be the reality of the man post-resurrection? Rise upon your feet. I want you to today just lift up your hands to God.